Today certainly is full of sunshine here in Ashland as the temperatures rise in July. And right now you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya's Mix, and we are going to be doing the third installment of Listener Favorites today. We started off with the first one of these segments back in May 7th of this year. We did our follow-up on the 22nd, the 21st, and now we're going to be doing the third one today. And the way this works is I have talked with people, interviewed them, asking two questions. First of all, what's your all-time favorite song? Some song that has significance to you for some reason, something that has meant something to you, and why? What's the meaning to you? And then also, what's your latest favorite of a song that you've been listening to lately that has just been in your head and you've been enjoying it? So those are the two questions that I've been asking people, and I've been recording their voices, giving their explanations. So today what I'm going to do is there are five people that are going to be able to share their answers with you, and I'm going to also share the songs with you that they've chosen. So we're going to start off with my friend Jane. You might have heard me talking about her before, a wonderful friend who has had a great influence on me in terms of her taste. And she's going to start off by telling us what her all-time favorite song is, and then we'll get a chance to hear it. Okay, just one moment here. Okay, so I'm having a little technical difficulties, but I'm not going to let that phase me. Let's see here. In the meantime, what I'm going to do while I fix this puppy is I'm going to play Billie Holiday's song, Lover Come Back to Me.
So is love. This eager heart of mine is singing. Lover, come back to me. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. This aching heart of mine is saying, lover, I remember everything you used to do.
Thank you, Billy, for keeping us entertained. And I'm going to give this another shot so we can hear Jane tell us about her favorite song.
This is Jane. My favorite song of all time would have to be the Thank You song by Led Zeppelin. I love it because it's melodic, but it's got that heavy bass that just thrills you, just boom, boom, boom. And the lyrics are amazing, and it's Led Zeppelin. Love it.
Still be you and me. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me, if the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There would still be you and me.
Thank you, Led Zeppelin. That the name of the song is Thank You, and that was Jane's, her all-time favorite song, as you heard her explain. And now we're going to listen to her tell us about her new favorite. And in the recording, she tells us about the artist that she's been listening to, and then later she specified what song. And the name of the song is Can I Stay? And you're going to hear the artist, hear her talk about it right now.
This is Jean. I think my latest, I don't really know the song names, but my latest favorite is Ray LaMontagne, who does the most amazing folk kind of, oh, it's beautiful. Anything by him, I love, love, love.
Can I stay here with you till the morning? I am so far from home and I feel a little stoned. Can I stay here with you till the morning? There's nothing I want more than to wake up on your floor. Lay with me in your thinnest dress. Fill my heart with each caress. Between your blissful kisses, whisper, darling, is this can I stay here with you till the day breaks? There's something you should know. I ain't got no place to go. Can I stay here with you till the day breaks? How happy it would make me to see your face when I wake. Lay with me in your thinnest dress. Fill my heart with each caress. Between your blissful kisses, whisper, darling, is this can I stay here with you through the night time? I've fallen sad inside and I need a place to hide. Can I stay here with you through the night time? I'm all alone and blue, won't you take. Lay with me in your thinnest dress. Fill my heart with each caress. Between your blissful kisses, whisper, darling, is this love? Whisper.
Can I Stay, Ray LaMontagne. That was Jane, her new favorite that she selected. And now we're going to hear someone else's favorites, now that we got to hear those great songs. Her fiancé, Ian, also had his input on his song selections. So first we're going to hear what his all-time favorite song is, and he's going to tell us why. And it's interesting. I'll give you a hint. I've actually already played this song, and I played it January 22nd earlier this year when the theme was automobiles, if that gives you any ideas.
You can introduce. Am I supposed to introduce myself now? Yeah, hi, this is Ian. Painful to admit, but probably my favorite song was Cars by Gary Numan, which is a horrible song with really deep lyrics. I think there's about 8 of them. But it just has such a cool wada 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 wada. Just junior high school. It's the last of the innocent time, and it was just, I don't know. It's, if I had to pick a song, that would be the one, as embarrassing as it is. So, anything else you want to embarrass me on as far as... I don't think Gary Numan did another song that ever was popular, which is probably best, but I like that song. It just, if it's on the radio, I crank it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Cars by Gary Numan. That was Ian's old favorite, and it was fun to hear him describe what it was for him when he was a boy. And now we're going to also get to hear Ian's new choice. And when I was first talking with him, it was hard for him to nail it down what song he would choose for his latest. I know when I ask that question, a lot of people have to ponder it for a little while. He first identified a particular song, and I recorded him talking about it. He mentioned She Sells Sanctuary by The Cult. But then he ended up calling me back and saying, actually, you know what? I actually would want to choose a song by Miles Davis from Birth of the Cool. That's the name of the album. And he explained to me that he hasn't listened to jazz much before, but he saw the CD at a yard sale recently, and he had the impulse to get it. And so he's been listening to Miles Davis, and he has really enjoyed hearing the jazz classics that are on the album. So he said that really any of the songs from that album would be something that would qualify as his latest choice of a song. So I really have enjoyed that album as well. And one of my favorite songs on it is Venus de Milo. So we're going to hear that now. Milo. That was Miles Davis from the Birth of Cool album, and that was the selection of Ian Dock for his new favorite song. You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya with Maya's Mix, and if you're just tuning in, I am doing the third installment of Listener Favorites today, and there are five people who have shared their all-time favorites and their latest songs that they've been listening to that they particularly like. They get to choose one of each, one song that's their favorite and one that's their new favorite, and I've recorded them explaining why, and then we're getting to hear their selections. And so we just heard Ian's, we heard Jane's before that, and we're going to get to hear three more after this. So let's move on to the next one. The next one, this was a fun person to talk to because I had just met her for the first time. We did a ride share together from the Bay Area up to Oregon, and we ended up talking and realizing that we both have radio shows on our community radio stations. She's on KBOO FM, which is a community radio station in Portland, Oregon. And you can hear the music from that station at www.kboo.fm. And her show plays on Thursday nights from 10 to midnight. And it's described as a show that is spinning an eclectic mix of hip-hop, soul, folk, and world music. And so this is Sarah Farahat, or Farahat, probably. Sarah Farahat. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing. And we're going to get to hear her tell us about her all-time favorite song that she chose.
Hi, my name is Sarah Farahat, and the song that has been really influential to me is called Memories by Sweet Honey and the Rock. I heard it when I was about 12. Two friends sung it in a camp talent show, and then I came across the song years later in college, and then when my grandmother passed away, that was the song that came into mind.
Dum 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 dum.
I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. You used to rock me in the cradle of your said you'd hold me till the pains of life were gone. You said you'd comfort me in times like these, and now I need you, now I need you. And you are gone. I am sitting here wanting memories to to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Since you've gone and left me, there's been so little beauty, but I know I saw it clearly through your eyes. Now the world outside is such a cold and bitter place. Here inside I have you things that will console. And when I try to hear your voice above the storms of life, then I remember all the things that I was told. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I think on the things that
that made me feel so wonderful when I was young. I think on the things that made me laugh, made me dance, made me sing. I think on the things that made me grow into a being full of pride. Sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I thought that you were gone, but now I know you're with me. You are the voice that whispers all I need to hear. I know a please, a thank you, and a smile will take me far. I know that I am you and you are me and we are one. I know that who I am is numbered in each grain of sand. I know that I've been blessed again. Sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own
memories. That was Sweet Honey in the Rock, and that was Sarah's all-time favorite song. And the truth is that when she was describing what it meant to her, it brought me to tears. And then to hear it, it was just beautiful. What a beautiful peek into Sarah's life, looking at that, what music can show us about our lives. And then we're going to now shift gears and listen to what she shared about her latest favorite. She does have a lot of great ideas, considering that she has her own radio show. And so this was a song that I hadn't heard before, and it was really great to be introduced to it because it's a different version of a classic. You're going to hear her name it for you. And just to let you know, when I was interviewing her, we were in the car on the car ride from California up to Oregon, and we had fun, which you're going to hear.
My name is Sarah Farahat. Sarah Farahat, and a new favorite song is called He Ain't Got Rhythm. It's a Billie Holiday remix, Poppy Seed remix.
What about it do you like?
Oh, it's got the old and the new. You can't really go wrong with Billie Holiday.
He Ain't Got Rhythm. That was the Poppy Seed remix version of it, Billie Holiday. And it's from the album called Remixed and Reimagined. And it's it's all Billie Holiday songs that have been remixed, obviously. So I'm glad we got to hear that. So you can tune in and hear Sarah's show from the KBOOD FM at www.kboo.fm. And her show is on Thursdays from 10 to midnight. So here at KSKQ, McGuire Industries Engineering is a proud supporter, providing communications engineering, solid-state lighting, consultation services, and more. You can contact Mike McGuire at 541-201-8777, or you can email engineering@ashlandhome.net. So KSKQ thanks McGuire Engineering for supporting community radio here. And if you're interested in being a sponsor and helping to support the station, then feel free to contact us here at KSKQ. The phone number is 541-482-3999. You can also go to our website at www.kskq.org and learn more. It's a great way to support the community station while still having a chance to share whatever you're endorsing with the listeners. And you can also listen to all my past shows and see all the different wacky mixes I've put together by going to my blog, which is at www.kskq.org/Maya, M-A-Y-A. And as I've shared before on my past shows, I welcome all suggestions if you have any ideas. Normally, my show usually covers a particular theme where I have a topic that is a word that comes up in the titles and lyrics of the songs. Today it's a little different since we're getting to hear songs that have a range of different titles, but it's all listener favorites that we're getting to hear today. So now that we've heard from Jane and Ian and Sarah, we're also going to move on and listen to Brian. He had some fun things to say about his picks. So let's hear what he has to tell us about his all-time favorite song.
My name is Brian, and my all-time favorite song is Alice's Restaurant, because it takes up a whole album side, and because it has a good moral.
A whole album side? Like
vinyl.
Oh. Back in the day.
Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, nice.
And it's just a song about really not much.
When did you first start listening to it?
82, maybe? A couple years ago.
And when you hear it, how does it make you feel? What comes over you?
Oh, it makes me happy.
What is the song about?
What's it about?
It's about people going to visit Alice at the restaurant, but it's not a song about Alice's restaurant. And it's about their adventure being at Alice's restaurant, which is in a church. And Alice lives in a church, so since they lived in the church, they didn't think they had to take out the garbage, so they had all sorts of room for the garbage. I'm not going to do the whole lyric to this whole song. It's a story. You have to listen to the song to find out the end. The end.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Fatsha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile is better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car." And that's what we did, and sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years. And everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography.
Okay, so as you listen to this Alice's Restaurant song by Arlo Guthrie, you might have remembered what Brian said, that it actually is a whole one whole side of a vinyl album. It's almost 19 minutes long. So even though I'm going to be not letting you hear the whole story of Alice's Restaurant, you at least get a taste of what this great song is about. And you can always listen to it yourself if you want to hear Arlo tell the full story. So right now I'm just going to kind of skip ahead, and we're going to hear him conclude the story, and meanwhile, you got to hear a good chunk of the beginning. So right now, let's go ahead and hear how he wants to conclude this story.
Alice's restaurant, sending Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At Alice's restaurant.
And you think Arlo is good. Here, let's hear Brian's version. He shared it with me. I was like, what does it sound like? And this is what he said.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Come right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, except in Alice.
Okay, don't tell him I played that. And let's hear his new favorite.
I'm still Brian. And my newest discovery is a cover album by a band called... Well, it's just Strumming with the Devil. I think it's a bunch of cover bands doing bluegrass covers of Van Halen songs. And I like Hot for Teacher, which is a... non-lyrical version of the same song.
So I don't know how many of you have heard that version before. Sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? Well, it was originally done by Van Halen, and it's from the album called Strummin' with the Devil, Bluegrass Tribute to Van Halen. That's David Grisman is the artist there, and the name of the song is Hot for Teacher, which is Brian's new favorite song. And here on Maya's Mix, it's KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon. And we're going to go overtime a little bit since the Kids Club Radio is normally, some part of the year it starts at 3 and is from 3 to 4. In the summer, they're not going to be here, which gives me a little more time to play my music here on Maya's Mix. You can stay tuned because I'm not going to be playing for the whole next hour. I'm just going to do this last few segments. And at 4 o'clock, you're going to get to hear Carson on Latitude 42. So that's what's coming up after this show. And so what I'm going to go on to right now are the choices of Matt Olson. And I found his song selections to be really cool. So he's going to first tell us about his all-time favorite song.
Hi, my name is Matt from Seattle, and my favorite song of all time is Lush Life, written by 17-year-old Billy Strayhorn. And I just love the story behind the song. It's just really beautiful and haunting song. And there have been many versions of it by lots of great singers, but I think probably my favorite version is by Nat King Cole.
And what's the what you said that a song has meaning? What's the meaning in it for you that when you hear it?
I first heard of the song from my very first boyfriend I had, and he said the song made him think of me. So I listened to it and I really liked it. So that's probably why.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces, with distant gay traces, that used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren of song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of heart could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
You just heard Lush Life, and it was sung by Nat King Cole. That was Matt's favorite choice. And it was interesting because, as he mentioned, Billy Strayhorn was the composer. And I didn't know of Billy Strayhorn before, but he was alive from 1915 to 1967. And he's an American composer, was an American composer and a pianist and arranger. And he was actually known for his collaborations with Duke Ellington. And what I found interesting when I looked into this song is that he actually composed it in his teens. And it was originally called Life is Lonely. And in grade school, he worked odd jobs to earn enough money to buy his first piano. So he had the passion for it from the beginning. And another interesting part of this is that he was openly gay. And so at that time, you know, you might have noticed in the first line that the word gay was used, but of course it was a different, had different meanings then. But I found that to be ironic. And he participated in a lot of civil rights causes, and he was a friend of Martin Luther King Jr., and he still was out. And so I find that inspiring that he was playing that open with that. And actually, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be playing you two more little clips of other versions of it. But first, I'm going to end with that. But let's next listen to Matt's new favorite of the song that he's been enjoying lately. So let's see what he has to hear what he has to say about that.
Lately, I've been listening to the Sex and the City 2 soundtrack, which is fabulous.
Which one?
Sex and the City 2. And my favorite song from that album is You Can't Touch This by Ricky Lee. And it's just a good song to groove while you got your windows down on a hot summer day.
Seven G's in a Prada bag, six
touch it. You want a little of this, you want a little, want a little of this. Hey, hey. You want a little of this, you want a little, want a little of this. I can feel the baseline jumping, watch out, there's my song. Hey, hey. Let me see your hands up in the air. Show 'em what you got, shake it all around me. Yeah. You want a little of this, you want a little, want a little of this.
That's a song that you would hear if you went to see Sex and the City 2. It's from the soundtrack. You Can't Touch This by Ricky Lee, or done by Ricky Lee. And that was Matt's new favorite that he's been listening to lately. So you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya's Mix, and I had a lot of fun doing the third edition of my listener favorites, and I am probably going to be doing more segments of the same theme in the future, so I welcome all listener input. It's contact me, maya@kskq.org, if you have ideas, and we can figure out a way to record you so that I can play for our listeners what songs you like and why you like them. It's fun to hear the range of what our listeners chose, especially for this show today, the range that we heard. So I welcome all input for that. And next week, I'm going to be out of town, so you're going to get to hear a rebroadcast of a past show. But then the following week, I'll be back in town. And at 4 o'clock, you're going to get to hear Carson's show, Latitude 42. And that's going to be followed by Democracy Now! And then the Latin Alternative, Fungal Junk, is at 8 o'clock with Brandon. And then Friday Night Reggae Dub Experience with DJ Rob is after that, starting at 9 o'clock. So that's the lineup for the rest of the night. And you can also hear a rebroadcast of my show next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. So a chance to tell your friends about it if they want to hear it. It's also going to be posted on my blog as well. So I am going to end with, you know, when we were listening to Sarah's favorite songs, she told us about the remix version of the Billie Holiday, He Ain't Got Rhythm, and it was remixed in a new kind of way. And when I was looking at the versions of Lush Life after Matt told us about it, the one written by Billy Strayhorn, I found that there was a version on an album that was kind of like the remix kind of version of Nat King Cole songs, similar to the Poppy Seed remix of Billie Holiday. And the name of the album is Regenerations, and I found a version of Lush Life that I liked, and it features CeeLo. It has a number of different hip-hop artists, Will.i.am and others who kind of take their own spin on it. Since we got to hear the original, I'm going to go ahead and play this one for you, and then I'm going to close off, and you're just going to get to hear some great music before Carson comes on. So I'm going to sign out, and I told you we'd get to hear three versions of Lush Life. We heard Nat King Cole. Now I'm going to play you a little clip of Matt singing a clip he sang for us. I don't know if he knows I'm going to play this. I'm going to play him, and then you're going to get to hear the CeeLo remixed version of it as well.
The main part of the song goes, now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a boy. A week in Paris could... You're not recording this. You are scaring me. Are you? This better not show up on the video.
Strive. I'll live a lush life.